piece of Northwest Arkansas's history came tumbling down this week on the shores of Beaver Lake. That's right, the Oklahoma Road Tower, a three-story remnant of the historic resort town of Montanay, was knocked down on Tuesday, February 21st, at the direction of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We're going to talk about that and the enduring fascination with Montanay on this week's edition of the Know the News podcast. Hello, everybody. I'm Dave Porozik, your host this week of Know the News, a production of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Newsroom. And I have a guest today I'd like to introduce. His name is James Hales, a local author and historian. His column, Remember Rogers, appears monthly in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And in fact, he's written a book titled The Lost Town of Montanay. James, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you.
As I said earlier, the Oklahoma Road Tower was knocked down Tuesday, and on Thursday, the Army Corps of Engineers hosted a little get-together for media at the site. I was among those who attended, along with Democrat Gazette reporter Garrett Moore, who wrote a story on the subject that we published today, today being Friday. You can check that out at nwaonline.com. Garrett and I talked with Jay Townsend, Executive Officer of the Corps of Engineers Little Rock District. Mr. Townsend gave us a broad overview of Montanay during our interview, which we recorded, and I want to play that clip for you now.
Here at the historic Montanay site, this was a resort area at the turn of the 19th century. An eccentric millionaire named Coyne Harvey saw this as a destination area. And so he came out here and he started putting together the Montanay Resort. So there's a 1,000-person amphitheater. There's elaborate hotels. They were the largest log cabin structures in the United States at the time. He had dreams of building a pyramid where we could use it to restart life one day if something happened, right? So there would have been seeds and cars and newspaper clippings and things in there so that we could start all over if we had to. And so he never made it that far. But a lot of what he did construct is still out here. So you've got the Missouri Row and a Missouri Tower right over there that will remain. We want people to know that the Missouri section is staying. But the Oklahoma Row and Tower side over there, the larger tower structure, became so unsafe that we deemed that we needed to bring it down. And so currently what we're doing is preserving pieces from that tower and that site and demolishing some of the rest of it, taking it on site, where we're going to come back out here and reshape the land to its normal contours or topography or whatever you might want to call it. And in the long run, we hope to see some walking trails in here and some interpretive signage. What we want people to know is that this is Montanay and it's always going to be Montanay. We're always going to have stuff out here to remind you of what it was, even though much of it now has been impounded with Beaver Lake and some of it gotten so old now that it's going to fall on its own. And we did a test the other day. We didn't know how fast the tower would come down, but they were just doing a quick test to see how strong it was, and it came right down. And so it came down earlier than we imagined.
Again, that was Jay Townsend of the Army Corps of Engineers. Mr. Hales, what can you tell us about Coyne Harvey, the man who made Montanay what it was? Could you describe him and maybe provide some lesser known facts about him? He was kind of an eccentric fellow, would you say?
Yes, he was a very interesting person. Before he came to Arkansas, he was a lawyer, and he moved his family around to a lot of places. He started out in West Virginia, then moved to Ohio, then moved to Colorado, where he was had an intense interest in silver and silver mining, and he owned a successful mine in Colorado. When the price of silver and the mine, price of silver went down and the mine played out, he moved his family to Utah and then Chicago, and he became involved with William Jennings Bryan, who was running for president in 1895. So they had common interests in silver. He got his name because he was obsessed with the dollar being backed by gold and silver. At the time, the dollar was only backed by gold. And he thought if it was backed by silver also, it'd be a lot more money supply. He wanted one gold dollar to equal 16 silver dollars. And he was obsessed with that his whole life. So he joined up with William Jennings Bryan, and he was stumping here in Northwest Arkansas for president, helping Bryan run for president. And that's how he came to know about this part of Arkansas. After the election was over, of course, William Jennings Bryan lost. Harvey became disillusioned, and he came here to Northwest Arkansas, which he'd seen previously, and bought 320 acres of lush valley, which later became Montanay. It was called Silver Springs at the time. It had a big spring at one end that flowed down through the valley with produced 10,000 gallons of water a minute. So he decided to build this resort. He took the 320 acres and divided it up into parcels, which he tried to sell, and started building his resort down there. He changed the name to Montanay, which is a Indian and Spanish words meaning mountain water. You know, he dammed up the creek that flowed from the springs and made a small lake down through the middle of the valley, which he called called a lagoon. He called it a lagoon. Then he started building his hotels on the bank of the lake. He built the Hotel Montanay, and eventually he had big plans. He built the Hotel Montanay, and it was 100 rooms. All the rooms had fireplaces and opened out onto a porch or to the outside. And that was kind of the theme of all of his hotels, that all of the rooms opened to the outside under a big porch. So after that, he kept building, and he brought A.O. Clark, a famous architect from St. Louis, into Montanay and made a partner out of him, and A.O. Clark designed the rest of his hotels and his bank and all the buildings that he built down there. So I could go on and on. Do you want? Yep.
Well, can you tell us about your reaction to this week's developments and the tear down of the tower?
I was kind of devastated, but I expected it. It's been a pain for the Corps of Engineers since the lake was built, actually, because of the danger. People have always climbed up the tower, and it was like a rock climbing place. Kids, everybody liked to climb up the tower. A few years ago, somebody climbed up the tower and actually got on top and got stuck in one of the chimneys that came out of the top of the tower, mm-hmm. and they had to be rescued. So it's been a pain for the Corps of Engineers, and so I kind of expected it. We several people interested, Rogers Historical Museum and other organizations, met with the Corps about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, try to discuss ways to save it. And essentially everybody wanted to save it, but no money. There was just no way. It would cost too much, and there was nobody around with enough money to make it, to save it, make it profitable. So it's been kind of deteriorating since then, and I guess it's finally gotten in such bad shape that they they need to tear it down. No, they had to tear it down. Yeah. But it's very, very fascinating. I've taken tours down there from the schools. I've explored it, taken pictures. Very fascinating.
Just to build a little bit on what you just said, I'd like to play another clip here from our interview with Jay Townsend. This is what he had to say when I asked him to elaborate a bit on the timing of the decision to take the Oklahoma Road Tower down.
It's just deemed unsafe, and we'd been requesting funding for a while. We received the funding, and so we knew we needed to act quickly, especially knowing how fast it came down when they did the first reach test. But, you know, over the years, it's become an attractive nuisance. You have a lot of people out here starting fires, doing things inside the structure they shouldn't have. We even gated it off, but they continue to come out here and cut the fences and spray paint it and just illicit illegal activities happening out here. Somebody was going to get hurt eventually. We'd had people get caught in the chimney before, and the fire department had to take them out. There's YouTube videos of kids jumping off the top of it when the lake elevation up is around 1130. And so as much as we relish and cherish the fact that it's this historic Montanay resort, it's also become very much a safety hazard.
How often do you get called out here for reasons that you just referenced?
Very often. If you're out here long enough today, you're going to see a lot of foot traffic out here. I mean, we're out in the middle of nowhere, and I see 10 cars right here. And we came out here about an hour ago, and it's just been a roving traffic, people coming through here. So it's a very popular place. And we're going to have interpretive signage up when this whole thing's over with, reminding them of what was here. For those people who like to come out here just to see it and remember it for what it was, there'll always be some signage and some trails out here for them.
And I should add that the Corps of Engineers says it is cooperating with the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, Rogers Historical Museum, and Arkansas Historic Preservation Program to preserve material from the site. The Rogers Museum hopes to keep a piece of the tower in its collection. James, as a historian, I'm sure you're pleased to hear that.
Yes.
What would you say is the legacy of Montanay and its importance to the Rogers area, to Northwest Arkansas, for that matter?
Probably the most important thing that came out of Coyne Harvey and his resort, it actually happened in the Oklahoma Road. Coyne Harvey had his office in the Oklahoma Row Hotel, and he came up with the idea of a national road system. Mm-hmm. Up until that time, there was no national roads. There were a few roads around, but
we're talking 1910.
This was in 1913 is when they met. They met at the Oklahoma Row in 1913. Delegates from all over the South, even as far west as New Mexico, came to work on this road system that Coyne Harvey came up with. So it was said to be the largest gathering of automobiles in Northwest Arkansas up until that time. They all met down at Oklahoma Row and plotted out roads between the towns and across the nation that weren't there, but they eventually became roads and highways. But that's the most lasting thing that he did. This Ozark Trails Association that he started ended up publishing the first road map ever in the United States, and many of these roads, well, I guess most of the roads that they laid out at that time are still in use today. Anyway, that Ozark Trails Association lasted up until 1920, and finally the state started taking over and started having highway departments to take care of the roads. That was probably the most lasting thing. And it's very interesting that it happened in that hotel that they just recently demolished the foundation.
Yeah. Fascinating history there. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Oklahoma Row was the last of the great hotels that Coin Harvey built. He ended up building three. He had plans for a lot more, but it didn't work out. The Depression and other problems caused him to not finish the resort as he had it planned. But the Oklahoma Row was the last and the most, I guess, the most luxurious. It was 310 feet long. It was made out of 6,000 logs, which were cut here locally. 40,000 feet of concrete made from Portland cement. He really believed in concrete, whereas most buildings were made with brick. He liked poured concrete, and that's why the tower stood all these years, and the foundation. Oklahoma Row had 40 bedrooms with 11 luxury rooms with indoor baths, which was a real luxury at that time. And also, of course, the tower, which had the luxury rooms. One fascinating thing about it was, and if you were down there looking at it before they took up the foundation, it was poured concrete floor, but the floor was raised up off the ground so it wouldn't absorb moisture, which was quite the engineering feat. You could actually look up underneath the concrete. I assume these other hotels, which were poured concrete on the ground, I guess the floor became wet. But anyway, this one was raised, and even under the tower, you could look underneath the concrete floor of the tower. And it's very fascinating through the years. And it was, it lasted up until the lake come in 1966. It's when they moved it. They moved all the wood part and the roof up the hill in front of the hotel, the Matinee Inn. And it's still there today. If you pass by, if you look over at the side of the road there of 94 in front of the Matinee Inn, you'll see this long log building with red tile roof. That's a hotel, Oklahoma Row Hotel, that was taken apart and reassembled. And it doesn't look like the original hotel because J.G. Gladden, the man that bought it and moved it, he couldn't move all the parts poured concrete, like the tower and a lot of it was poured concrete. So he moved the wooden parts and it's still there. He reassembled it. But of course it looks different because he couldn't move the big concrete parts of it.
And it's not in the best of shape anymore, right?
No, the owner is trying to restore it, you know, trying to find somebody that, I guess, would be financially able to restore it. But it's it would be quite the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, I understand your next column is on this subject. Is that right?
You know, my next column, which I believe is coming out next Thursday, is going to be completely about the Oklahoma Row Hotel from the beginning to the end. It's probably got more information in there than you want to know. It'll be in the Remembering Rogers in the Our Town section of the newspaper next Thursday.
Yes, great. Look forward to reading it. Well, James, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure hearing from you and on a fascinating subject, and really glad you could spend some time with us.
Well, thank you very much for asking. Have a good day.
You as well. Take care. Catch Garrett Moore's story about Montanay and what's happening there in the Northwest Arkansas Democratic Gazette, online at nwaonline.com. Before we wrap up, I want to tell you about some of the other great content we have coming your way this weekend. A redistricting that will start in 2024 will allow for more equal representation in Bentonville's four city council wards. Mike Jones, our Bentonville City reporter, will have that story. And Stacey Ryburn will tell us about a plan by Fayetteville's Arts Council to put a new mural on the 500-foot-long retaining wall along Archibald Yeld Boulevard, soon to be renamed Nelson Hackett Boulevard, every year for the next 5 years. Turning to the River Valley, Monica Brick will tell us about the new Fort Smith campus that Haas Hall Academy is preparing to open this fall. Thomas Ascente will report on the latest in Sebastian County's effort to consolidate its three 911 dispatch centers. And are you a film buff? Don't miss Becca Martin Brown's preview of the upcoming Rogers Short Film Festival in this Sunday's What's Up section. Also, don't forget to check us out for the best in coverage of the Razorbacks, including Saturday's men's basketball showdown with Alabama. Again, that's just a sampling of what we've got planned for our readers this weekend. Please check back with us next Friday for a new edition of the Know the News podcast. And if you like it, please subscribe. All you have to do is hit the subscribe button on your device right now. If you're interested in subscribing to our newspaper, that's easy too. Just please go to our website at nwaonline.com and click on that subscribe button. Or you can call us at 479-684-5509. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Dave Porozek, your podcast host this week. Have a great weekend, and until next Friday, so long.